T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Manny Machado signs a 10-year deal. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper seemingly wants a 10-year deal.
But he's turned down $300 million, we've heard, right?
Allegedly.
If you've turned down that money, you're a stooge.
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking for at that point in time.
Here's $300 million. Nah, I'm good. Yeah. What do you mean you're good?
I don't like it.
$300 million.
Maybe it's the wear still.
Guaranteed.
It can still
could be
the
wear. That's true. That is true. Like, yeah. Like
if I think I can get a $300 million deal from X team, but the $300 million deal comes from another team. Mm-hmm.
Like if Cincinnati offers you $300 million,
no.
I'm probably going to wait on that.
I don't think I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So I think that's the wear is factoring.
Right. I feel like getting $300 million is enough winning for you.
That's winning at life.
Yeah, that is winning.
I'm with you on that part.
Cost of living a little bit better in Cincinnati, too, probably than a lot of other places.
I have Skyline there. A questionable zoo.
Very questionable zoo.
That coming up in today in history, coming up at 8:55. You want to be listening for that? The Cincinnati Zoo is part of today in history.
Cincinnati.
But we were thinking 10-year contracts are an eternity, man. 10 years for Manny Machado takes him through what, 35?
35, yeah.
Okay. We know that when Pujols got his big deal, mm-hmm. we were all laughing, right?
Right.
Like, oh, you're going to pay that guy when he's like 50? I mean, mm-hmm. it's like just ridiculous.
Well, there was some question about his age at the time, too.
I don't know. There were those things, too. But
how old is this guy really?
Like, how are you going to... I'm possibly gonna get any type of return on the back end of a deal like that. It's crazy.
I think the Manny Machado one is borderline okay.
That one,
though,
that one's close because like
eight would have been good for me.
I think a lot of these contracts, yes, they want 10. You'd rather have them. You'd rather have them for 6, and we give you 8. Like
right.
Those types of deals make sense. Okay, you each give a little, whatever. A 10-year deal, you know, I think you're expecting. Man, we hope we get something at years 9 and 10, but I don't know.
Right.
But then it got us to thinking, who would you give a 10-year deal to?
In sports right
in
now?
In sports, period.
I think
it doesn't really make sense to give anyone a 10-year deal.
Well, it does for one person, Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes right now is the safest, surest bet in all of sports to give out a 10-year deal.
It might be the only one.
Because I was thinking about it yesterday.
Because I was even thinking like NBA. And I'm like, Steph Curry's giving me a lot.
But I wouldn't invest.
Kevin Durant's giving me a lot. But they're 30.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're looking at those guys who have been in the league now almost a decade.
They're 30.
Right.
I can't give either one of those guys a 10-year contract.
No.
And then, you know, players that are younger in each sport. I mean, maybe you do it in baseball. And I don't have a specific name. But you have a young guy in your system and you do it for 10, thinking he's going to be there the entire time, and you kind of the pay early kind of thing that you're investing early on something like the Ray. I think the Rays seemingly was the earliest one when they, you know, Evan Longoria got paid early,
mm-hmm.
whatever, those types of things. I could make those cases, but there's not that sure thing. I think Mahomes is the only answer to that.
Yeah. Were you guys shocked when I sent that to you at first? Like, was that a little, okay, this is Bob being kind of, you know, homerish with this pick of saying Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, that is so funny.
Or do you legitimately look at it and go, yeah, it probably is, because the other names that I threw out there for you guys, just so you know, that I would consider giving a 10-year deal to, and this was yesterday before the game, I put Zion Williamson on the list. I think Zion right now is that type of guy that I would invest. I'd be willing to, because he's 18, 19 years old or whatever he is. You sign him to a 10-year deal, takes him all the way through his 20s. He doesn't reach 30.
But there's a lot of unknowns with that, too.
No question. The other guy that I threw on the list was Mike Trout, but he's 27 years old.
And Greek Freak.
How old is he?
24?
Yeah, I think he's 24.
That's fair. Okay.
That's about it. And Trout still.
But Trout's 27.
And Trout, Yeah, in baseball terms, I do. But you're thinking, oh, that's still 37 at the end of it.
24, by the way. Yeah,
he'll be 28 on August 7th. Okay, so by the time he reaches free agency, he's going to be going into his 29th. So you're looking at Mike Trout essentially paying a guy if you give him a 10-year deal, till he's 38 going on 39. I'm not willing to get into a deal like that.
That's tough on the back end of it, too.
I think that some of the ways that leagues have structured their rookie salaries and the rookie contracts has made like a 10-year deal seem just astronomical. But if you were able to sign that to a rookie, right? Like if Bryce Harper, his rookie year, were able to sign a 10-year deal,
that wouldn't
seem crazy.
Right,
because that would be ending in 4 years
right,
from now.
Right.
So baseball is kind of, you know, pigeonholed themselves in on that because of the fact that you've got guys that have to serve 6 years of service time to begin with. That means you have to have a 16-year career in most cases.
Sure.
Now, some of those guys are going to sign that deal after 3 years. That's still a 13-year career. Not unheard of in major
leagues. Well, maybe they will now, though, Ryan. And I think that's an interesting point now because of the way the landscape of free agency has gone the last 2 years. Usually you waited until you became a free agent to agree to a long-term deal. You just bought out those arbitration years.
I mean, look at Pujols and A-Rod. They were ancient at the end of their deal.
Right.
Pujols still going.
But
I think on like $14 million or something like that.
If you're a kid that puts in 3 years right now, and an organization then comes to you and says, we're willing to give you a 10-year deal, are you interested in signing now? You probably would take it based on the landscape of free agency around Major League Baseball. Like if at the end of the 14 season, you went to Hosmer and said, we'll give you a 10-year deal right now, he probably would not have signed it. Well, I'm going to wait till I get to free agency. I mean, I'm going to make more money.
That's the problem, too. Yeah, I don't know that they would get a ton of takers.
But now, with the way the free agency has changed a little bit in baseball, and we're not spending willy-nilly right now, don't you think Mike Moustakas 3 years ago now would look back and go, man, I would have loved the 10-year deal with the Royals?
Yes. Yes. Now, I think there's some that should still bet on themselves. I think, you know, Machado signed a 10-year deal, but he's getting 10 for 300 now. 6 years ago, they weren't going to give him 10 for 300, right? So you do have to bet on yourself a little bit.
Sure.
But for certain ones, yeah, absolutely, that they should go ahead and do those types of things. I just think it's tough. There's some I would eat the end of a contract and be fine with 10. I don't think Pujols was that guy for me, but like LeBron,
yeah,
he's 34. Not that I think he's going to be playing when he's 44, but I'm like, nah. You give me 5 years, I'll pay out the other five.
Oh, you would be willing to do that.
There are types like that where you're like, I just played the end of that contract, which I think that was what the Angels did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, that like, we know we're not going to get any baseball value at the end of the thing, but we're gonna essentially just going to pay it out at the end,
right?
And that list may be kind of small too.
And look, Josh, they're going now with their 10 years of Albert Pujols, and they haven't won anything with Albert Pujols. I mean, so you're overpaying guys, and it goes that way for football. You just can't overpay guys. Yeah. You just can't. But I'm looking at my 2020-2021 Royals lineup, and I keep looking at Daniel Lynch because I know they're very high on Daniel Lynch.
He hasn't sniffed at all.
But if he comes, I'm just saying, hang on here. I'm not done yet. If he comes up to the big league level and performs well in his first year at the big league level, right? And you're like, wow, that kid's good, right? Would you be willing to offer him a 10-year deal? Would he take a 10-year deal at this time?
I probably wouldn't.
It would be beneficial for the franchise, but would it be beneficial for the player? I don't know. That's the thing you have to look at.
It was beneficial for the franchise and the player for Danny Duffy to pay him.
Sure it was.
He gotten a
not really
true return on that one.
Salvi?
Not really. Salvi you have.
Yeah.
Of course, they got a good early. That wasn't 10 for 300.
Like, if Daniel Lynch comes up and does really well and has an ERA that's about 3.5 or something like that in his first year in the big leagues and gets you double-digit wins and 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio or something like that, and you look at that kid and you're like, all right, what if we offer you a 10-year deal valued at $150 million? If you're that kid, do you take that contract?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Lynch is a college kid, so that would put you at about 25, 6.
There are no guarantees that you're going to make it to the end of 10 years.
And that gets you to 36, yeah, and you're going to get $150 million in the bank.
Sure.
And there's also no guarantees you're going to make more than that on the open market. You can bet on yourself, but in baseball's day and age, especially with the new collective bargaining agreement coming up in the next couple of years, that may be something you do take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.